Tonight's inspiration is called Believe in Yourself. It took the Atlanta native 10 long years to complete her fictional account of the Civil War, and then she was reluctant to have the book published because she feared it wasn't good enough. The novel that took Margaret Mitchell so long to complete, was Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling books and most popular movies of all time. If you're working toward a big goal and are afraid that your efforts may not measure up, remember Margaret Mitchell. Don't pay too much attention to occasional bouts of self-doubt. Your work is probably better than you think, and unless you give up on yourself, your dreams are never gone with the wind. Now is the operative word. Everything you put in your way is just a method of putting off the hour when you could actually be doing your dream. You don't need endless time and perfect conditions. Barbara Sher. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? I wanted to mention as well that next week, the 27th, is the night before Thanksgiving. So I know a lot of you might have family in town, or you're doing lots of preps and that kind of stuff for the following day. And if you can't participate, that's great, but I will be here as usual every Wednesday for several years now. So it might be a short net, and it might be a long net, but the net will still continue, right? So tonight we're talking about the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook again, and we're talking about fire hazards. So we're talking about type of smoke detectors. So more than one-third of fire deaths occur in homes without smoke detectors. Hundreds of people die each year in homes with smoke detectors that don't work. It's important that you not only have a smoke detector, but also that you check and maintain it regularly. By the way, we're on page 7 of that handbook. Tip, smoke detectors should be mounted high on the wall or ceiling, while carbon monoxide detectors should be placed 5 feet off the floor near each sleeping area and on each level of the home. Types of smoke detectors. Battery-powered smoke detectors operate on alkaline batteries. The battery should be checked monthly and replaced twice a year. A good time to do this is when you change your clock in the fall and spring. Hardwired without battery backup. This type of smoke detector operates on household electrical current. As long as you have electricity, it will function. If your house loses power, it will no longer function. If you have this type, you should also install battery-operated models for backup. Hardwired with battery backup. These are hardwire models that have battery backup, so the detector will still function in case of power failure. If you have this type, the battery should be changed just twice a year. Hearing impaired. There are smoke detectors available that have been designed for the hearing impaired. These smoke detectors have strobe lights that, activated, emit an extremely bright white light or a bed shaker that is able to awaken most people from their sleep. Great. Make placement a priority. At a minimum, there should be a smoke detector in the hallways and corridors between the sleeping areas and the rest of the house, and our smoke detector in the center of the ceiling directly above each stairway. Additional measures including installing smoke detectors on a wall in the ceiling in each sleeping room. Because smoke rises, smoke detectors should be mounted high on the wall or ceiling. A ceiling-mounted unit should be placed as close to the center of the room as possible, or a minimum of 12 inches from the wall. Avoid installing detectors near air supply duct outlets and windows and between bedrooms and the furnace cold air return. For a wall-mounted unit, the top of the detector should be 6 to 12 inches from the ceiling. smoke detectors collect dust like everything else in a house. To ensure your smoke detector is clean, follow the manufacturer's recommendations for cleaning or use a vacuum cleaner to remove dust and cobwebs. Tip: smoke detector replacement. It is recommended that smoke detectors be replaced every 10 years. At 15 years, there is a 50-50 chance your detector will fail and almost 100% chance of failure at 30 years. 684 Lee mentioned that to me that the Gold Hill Fire Department would check smoke detectors and replace for free. They'll actually come to your home and replace them if need be. She doesn't know if all the fire departments do that, but you might check with your local fire department if you're concerned about your detectors. Thank you, Lee. So now we're looking at page 8 in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook about fire extinguishers. A fire extinguisher is a storage container for a fire extinguishing agent such as water or chemicals. Fire extinguishers are labeled according to the type of fire they're intended for. Using the wrong type of extinguisher on a fire can make the situation worse. Traditionally, fire extinguishers have only been labeled A, B, C, or D to indicate the type of fire they are to be used on. Recently, pictograms or pictures have come into use. A blue pictogram or picture on the extinguisher indicates the type of fire it should be used on, and a black picture with a flash hood indicates the type of fire it should not be used on. Fire extinguishers may have the letter indicators, pictograms, or both. Fire extinguisher types: Class A, ordinary combustible, to be used on fires in paper, cloth, wood, rubber, and many plastic. This is a water type extinguisher. Class B, flammable liquids, to be used on oils, gasoline, some paints, lacquers, grease in a frying pan or oven, solvents and other inflammable liquids. Electrical equipment, to be used on fires in wiring, fuse boxes, and other energized electrical equipment. Class D, metals, to be used on combustible metals such as magnesium or sodium. Remember, if there's a fire in your home, get everyone outside. Dial 911. Fight a small fire only. If the fire gets big, get out. Close doors to slow the fire spread and make sure you stay between the fire and an exit. Buying and maintaining a fire extinguisher. If you plan to buy only one type of extinguisher, a multi-purpose dry chemical extinguisher labeled ABC puts out most types of fires. 2. The larger the extinguisher, the more fire it puts out. Make sure you can hold and operate the one you purchase. 3. Ask your dealer or contact your fire department to determine how to have your extinguisher serviced and inspected. Recharge or replace the extinguisher after any use. For more information, contact your local fire department. Learn how to PASS. Pull the pin. Some extinguishers require the releasing of a lock latch, pressing a puncture lever, or other similar motion. Aim. Aim the extinguisher nozzle, horn, or hose at the base of the fire. S for squeeze. Squeeze or press the handle. S for sweep. Sweep from side to side at the base of the fire until it goes out. Shut off the extinguisher. Watch for a reflash and reactivate the extinguisher if necessary. Foam and water extinguishers require a slightly different action. Read the instructions. Tip: using the wrong type of fire extinguisher can make the fire worse. Break. So, lots of information there. So, if you have any tips or suggestions or have any questions or anything, please bring them up when I call on you. Also, we've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I'll begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. WRMW 211 Hope. Radio Check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Caring. Do you copy? WRMW211 Hope. This is 359 Caring. Do you copy? Nothing heard, so I'm assuming they'd like me to check in for them. So I'm checking in for 211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty at this time. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hey, this is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're a little bit quiet, but not too bad. We can understand you. So did you have any comments or questions about the topic of discussion this evening, Robin?
No. How's my audio now? I do not have any comments or questions because I think that this book is fantastic. Thank you for reading it.
You're very welcome. I think next week we'll probably cover outside hazards, which is a really good idea as well. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about this evening, Robin?
No, I just pray that we all stay warm and safe and our power stays on and not get wet. We can help it. I thank you all and I love you all and I will talk to you later.
Copy that. Yeah, I was going to say good luck at staying dry unless you stay in the house forever, and we don't like to do that as well. Well, thank you, Robin, for participating in this radio check. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate your participating, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
378, clear.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP7101, as she was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?